The parasha says Moshe promised, Moshe agreed to stay with the man, and he gave him Tzipora, his daughter, as a wife. She gave birth to a son. He named him Gerishom. He said, I was a stranger in a foreign land. The Midrash says, when Moshe asked Yisro, give me please your daughter Tzipora as a wife, Yisro said, you have to agree to one condition, and then I'll give her. Moshe said, what's the condition? He said, the child that you'll have, you have to give over to paganism. And after he's been by paganism, you could dedicate him to Hashem. But first he has to go through paganism, and Moshe agreed. And Yisro said, promise me. And Moshe took the vow. That's what it says, Vayoel Moshe. Moshe promised to stay with the man. Moshe promised to allow that paganism to be the beginning of the education of his own son. That's the Midrash. Now this Midrash is a Mechilta in Parshas Yisro. And over there it's quoted by Rabbi Elazar Modai. We have a similar Midrash in the Targum Yonasan. It says, Vahiva derech bamalon vayifgeshe Hashem vayivakesh amito. Moshe was traveling and Hashem appeared and wanted to kill him. So the Midrash says, Ve'ara be'malach ad Hashem. An angel of Hashem met up with him. Uve alamiktele wanted to kill him in Biglal Gerishom Birei, because of his son Gerishom de Lohave Gazir, that Gerishom wasn't circumcised. Alisakitro Chamoi, he wasn't circumcised because of Yisro, his father-in-law. De Loshavkele Migzirei, his father-in-law would not allow him to circumcise him. Bram Eliezer Ave Gazir, but not that new, but Talvehon. Eliezer was circumcised because they agreed. So we always understand that the one who wasn't circumcised was Eliezer. The baby was just born. They said, we won't circumcise him. The Targum says the exact opposite. His older son wasn't circumcised because Moshe promised Yisro, the first son, I'm going to do your way.
What are those cardinal sins to agree to that? That's
complicated. How could you understand? The Midrash says, Rav Chalap, how could he agree to give his first son to paganism? How could he agree not to circumcise his first son? If you look more deeply, you see it's not the way it seems. How could Yisro make such a condition with Moshe? Yisro himself had left paganism. It's the other way around. Yisro knew that paganism was pointless, and he wanted his family to be ensured that they would never go over it. And so he wanted to make sure his daughter was marrying someone who would never go for paganism. And he didn't know if he could trust Moshe. Moshe came from Egypt, a land that was filled with paganism. And so what Yisro said is, I have a condition that even if you decide to be a pagan, one son won't be a pagan.
That was the very opposite.
Yisro's condition was the other way around.
Boy, does that elevate
Yisro says, I'm not sure who you are, Moshe. And you might tell me after you're married that you really believe in Zeus and the Nile and Pharaoh. I'm not sure. Well, even if you decide to go that route, one son you have to promise me will ultimately be educated the way I want. And he could have made the condition over his first son, but he didn't, because he was scared of the priest that lived around him, and he was scared that if the first child would be obviously for Hashem, so then they would kill him and his daughter and his son-in-law. So he said, okay, you can let the first son grow up like a pagan, so that the priests around here will leave me alone. At least the rest of the kids will grow up monotheists. And so the main part of the condition Yisro made with Moshe was, after that first son, all the children are monotheists. So wait, but still, how did Moshe agree to let the first son go for paganism? Moshe said, I'll postpone his circumcision. Moshe said, that's my fulfillment of your condition. And Yisro told him, if you try to bring him up as a monotheist, they're going to kill us around here. Word will get out. And so Moshe said, okay, they're going to kill me. So Moshe said, fine. If my life is in danger, if I circumcise my first son, then I'm willing to delay his circumcision. So then we can understand why he wasn't punished throughout his stay. Meaning, the Pasuk tells us, he's traveling, he's left Yisro, and then Hashem comes to kill him. Why didn't you circumcise your son? Why wasn't he taken to task over it earlier? According to the Medrash that says it was his older son that wasn't circumcised, so then why only now is Hashem coming with claims to him that he didn't circumcise him? The answer is, you've left Yisro's house, you've left Midian, now there's no reason for you not to circumcise him anymore. And now the Targum fits in. The Targum says Eliezer was circumcised based on the condition, meaning the focus of the condition was after the first kid, everyone else is dedicated to Hashem. His point was not that the first kid won't be. His point was that after that, all of them will be. And then we could also understand what the Mechilta says in the beginning of the quote. Rabbi Elazar HaModoi says, Be'eretz Nochriya. When he calls him Gershon, he says, I was a stranger. Be'eretz Nochriya. In a Gentile land. Moshe said, the whole world is pagan. I'll worship the one who created the world. Because, and then the Medrash continues, because when Moshe asked for Tzipora's hand in marriage, Yisro said one condition, and that condition is the first one is a pagan, and the rest are for Hashem. What's going on here? How does that connect to the opening line? The opening line says, the Eretz Nochriya, I'm here, no one else is a monotheist, I'll be a monotheist. And then it says, he agreed to dedicate the first child to paganism. Well, if the stress of it is that all the other children would not be pagans, then we could understand how the opening line fits in with the continuation. Yes, that's what Rav Chanan asks. Yes?
It seems from the Pesukim that Yitro was very willing, he wanted Moshe to marry one of his daughters. And it wasn't like, do I trust this guy, do I not trust this guy? Yitro was like, come here and, you know.
According to that's with Rashi, yeah.
But this is the very opposite, I guess, the Midrash.
Yeah. Our other Midrashim, that same.
A lot of the time you quote Midrash Rabbah.
Right. This is the Mechilta, it's not Midrash Rabbah, but okay.
Who did they say taught Moshe monotheism? I mean, directly Hashem?
I think it's two things. It's Amram and Yocheved, and also Batya. Batya converted.